Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about loneliness. How do you overcome loneliness? How do you deal with it? I know there's a lot of people out there, they struggle with the feeling of being alone. In fact, one person sent me the question. They said, Stefan, how do you overcome the feeling of being alone, the loneliness on the path of success? Because in order for you to achieve your goals and dreams, there's going to be times in your life where you might have to take that road that's less traveled. You might have to leave people behind. You might have to grind things out alone by yourself for months on end. You might have to make sacrifices at different points in your life and spend less time with some of your friends and family, or take that lonely road, that narrow path. How do you deal with it? And to be honest with you guys, I don't really feel lonely in my life. I can't actually remember the last time that I did. And I have a hard time relating to this because it was many years ago that I can recall feeling the emotion of loneliness, but I haven't felt it in years. And it's not that because I'm not alone. The truth is I'm alone a lot. I spend most of my life alone. I've got great friends and family. I've got a great girlfriend, but most of the time I'm alone. I've got a team. I've got staff, virtual and local, but most of the time we work from home and I work alone. I work from my apartment. I've traveled alone for months on end. I've been single at different times in my life for several months. So it's not because I'm not alone. I spend a lot of my time alone. And I'm actually more by nature an introvert. And I think extroverts struggle more with this because extroverts, they always need to be around people. And when they're not, they can feel alone. Introverts tend to be more comfortable being alone because they got to recharge. And I think the core belief that I have that really helps me with this and ensures that I never feel lonely is I actually believe that it's impossible to really feel alone and to be alone, because the truth of the reality is that you're never really alone. You're never alone. And I think the reason for that is, number one, you have a relationship with yourself, which I think is one of the most important relationships that you need to have. And then also, based on your spiritual beliefs, there's also a relationship with the universe, God, your creator, or whatever you want to call it. And so I believe that you're never really alone. And I think loneliness is when you have certain needs that you're trying to meet externally through other people that aren't being met internally. And I think that you can meet your needs in an internal way. So for example, someone that is lonely is because they have a need for connection and love that's not being met. And my question for you is why do you need to meet that need for connection and love through other people? In fact, why can't you meet that need with yourself? Why can't you connect with yourself and give that love? Whatever you're needy for, you're trying to get through other people, why can't you give that to yourself first? Because if you can fill up yourself with these emotions, these needs that you're trying to meet, then you'll be able to give them more to other people, and you're not going to have to put that pressure and stress of the expectation or obligation of your partner or your friend or someone else in your life to try to fulfill that need for you. So one thing that I often think about and ask people is, if you're needy, if you're alone, and you're trying to meet the need for love or connection, why not give that to yourself? In fact, how can you give yourself love? How can you connect more with yourself? And for me, there's been many different ways. Number one, what about just spending time with yourself, right? Just like, if you're in a relationship, how do you let someone know that you love them? You're going to spend time with them. Well, how often do you spend time with yourself? And maybe do fun things with yourself. Just like you might take out a partner on a date or an adventure, why not take yourself out on a date or an adventure? You know, why not take yourself and treat yourself and connect with yourself in that way? If you can give more to yourself, then I think what you'll find is that you'll actually be less dependent on other people for that feeling of connection and love. You know, besides spending time with yourself, how else do you let someone know that you love them? Is you might tell them, right? You might say to that other person, I love you. Or you might compliment them or praise them, but why not give that to yourself? Why can't you compliment yourself just by looking in the mirror each day, looking directly in your eyes and giving yourself love? And saying to yourself how much you love yourself, how proud you are of yourself and what you admire about yourself, and praise yourself. When you can learn to give to yourself and meet your own needs, then you're less dependent on other people to meet your needs for you. How else, maybe you might let someone know that you love them, is you might give them a gift. Well, why can't you give yourself a gift? You know, when's the last time that you treated yourself or bought yourself, you know, something to reward yourself in some way? See, for me, I believe that my rituals that I do every day, what I do all throughout the day, is a way of connecting with myself. You know, in the morning when I do my morning ritual, I'm connecting with myself. I'm spending time with myself before I spend time with anyone else, because my ritual is a place for me to fill myself up so that I can, you know, be filled up and rip open the world with whatever it is that I want to give. But I approach the world in each day from a place of being full and giving and contributing, as opposed to being in the position of trying to take and try to fill myself up. So my ritual, gratitude, asking myself questions, journaling, reading, these are all things that I do to connect more with myself. Prayer, meditation, these are all great ways that you can connect with your Creator as well. So, you know, my challenge for you would be to overcome loneliness is to build a better relationship with you, is to spend more time with you and change your perception about how you're spending that time, and to give more to yourself. And whatever that might mean for you, because we all have different rules of what it takes for us to feel connected, to feel fulfilled, to feel in love. And based on your beliefs about what that's going to take for you, you've got to make sure that you set yourself up to win and you give to yourself in ways that you're going to be filled up and never feel that feeling of being alone or disconnected. And I think it's actually very useful to spend time by yourself. I think it's unhealthy to be so dependent on someone else. And sometimes people, they build that codependency in a very unhealthy way in a relationship or whatever it might be with their kids. And I think it's important to have that time alone, even though it might be uncomfortable. I actually remember years ago, I traveled by myself for a weekend, and I was very young at the time, and I was very scared to do that, and I was very uncomfortable. And it really strengthened me in a lot of different ways to be more independent in my life. So, you know, while I could give you advice like spend more time with friends and family and get a dog or a cat or something like that, I think those are great things to help you connect with people, but I think you're missing the point of connecting more with yourself and developing that relationship more with yourself and your Creator. Talk to yourself, connect with yourself, do whatever you got to do to create that feeling, because all loneliness is, or connection or love, is just a feeling. It's just an emotion. And you can create that feeling and emotion at any moment that you choose. And sometimes you have to condition it. Sometimes you've got to create a ritual. Take time for yourself. Make that appointment first thing for yourself, because you deserve it and you're worth it. And you got to condition that every day. And that's where a morning ritual can really come in and really change your life. And so for me, that's why I love my morning ritual. It's a time for me to connect with myself. If you don't have one, you need one. If you still struggle with this, you really need to revisit that and create a ritual that can help support you in that way. And, you know, you can check out my Morning Ritual Mastery course at morningritualmastery.com. I'll have a link below. But, you know, take that time for yourself and change that perception and create that relationship. Cultivate it, because that's the ultimate relationship of all. That's the most important one that you have. And you got to treasure it. You got to nurture it every single day, because relationships do take work. And you got to make sure that you build it and it's always growing for you. So hopefully this video can help you in some way in overcoming loneliness. If it did, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. I appreciate any support that you give. Subscribe for more videos like this. And of course, check out my Morning Ritual Mastery course if you want to create your own empowering ritual in your life. Thank you for watching this video. I'll see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.